Welcome to today's Booster Podcast with me, Graham Farmer. And today, I welcome Evan Sachs. Evan works for the platform 1001 Tracklists, and they've also launched a brand new app and website called Songstats. Songstats launches a cross-platform music analytics service for artists, labels, and industry professionals. I chat to Evan about Songstats, what it does, how it works, who's it for. I also chatted about 1001 Tracklists and him in general. I really enjoyed this conversation. Let's jump in. Hey, Evan, how are you?
It's going well. It's really busy at the moment between both of the businesses that we have. 1001 Tracklists, despite not seeing the surge in traffic from festivals, is seeing an enormous amount of traffic and content with all the live streams.
Yeah.
And with Songstats, we've just launched. And so there is a lot that has followed with that, and a pretty exciting time for us to be growing our subscriber base. And we're getting really great feedback from everyone that's gotten in the platform.
So you guys started 1001 Tracklists. How long ago was that?
People
that don't know who you are, let's just kind of intro it and let's tell everyone what you do and how you...
Sure, I'll go all the way back and kind of give my story, which will cover our story in doing so.
Let's do that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so in January of 2015, I was about 6 months into working at my day job, IT consulting. And I was not given enough work at the time. I was really bored and I really just kind of wanted something else to do. So I was looking for entrepreneurial opportunities or just another venture that I can sink my teeth into.
Yeah.
And I ended up emailing a few different businesses, one of which was 1001 Tracklists. 1001 Tracklists is a platform I had used for years to, it had basically become the place that I would go for listening to music, since it was aggregating the sets from SoundCloud and MixCloud and YouTube and all the different places. And it's also just a really nifty tool for figuring out what tracks are being played in the sets that you're listening to.
Yeah.
And I was always really, I guess, perplexed at what the site was and kind of the opportunity that there might be to improve it. It's still not the greatest design in the world. But it was way worse back then. And, it's very functional. But at the time, there was no real business around it. It was just a website. There was no marketing of it. There was no way to get into contact with anyone. And so I just sent over an email to info@1001tracklist.com. Mm. And I got a response from a German software developer named Jan. And I thought that I was emailing a team of people because I didn't think that this site could be run by one person, but lo and behold, it was one very overwhelmed software developer who was running everything. And he was really funny when I first met him because English is his second language, and his English has improved over the years. But he at the time really did not like speaking English, didn't like dealing with email, didn't really like the business side of it. And so,
sounds like a typical web developer a little bit.
In a sense, yeah. And so, me and my best friend Jacob kind of figured, well, it seems like there's an interesting opportunity here just to, see what we can get how we can get involved and, try to help grow the business.
Mm.
And so over time, Jan gave us a little bit more trust and responsibility, gave us some things that we could focus on. And about a year after we came into contact with him, he decided that he wanted to shift into a purely technical role and have Jacob and I take over the business operations.
Cool.
And so that's what we've been doing since, with a lot of guessing and screwing things up along the way and
Great.
Doing things that we weren't sure were going to, add value in the long run. But a lot of it has kind of just played out well over time. We're still learning, but I think we're doing a few things right. And Songstats actually started as 1001 Trackstats.
Right.
Even before that, the idea there was basically just the 1001 tracklist data and mm-hmm. creating a dashboard that artists and labels could use to see an activity feed of DJ support, be notified on a mobile app about new DJ support, and then generate reports from it and just basically interact with the 1001 tracklist data in a better way. A sleeker way.
Nice.
And as we set about building that, we discovered what was out there in the broader music analytics space and realized that we had an opportunity to enter that space and do something kind of unique, more focused at the individual artist and label level and less at the enterprise level, which most of the competition is focused on, and also build something that's mobile first.
How do you mean enterprise level? Sorry.
More at like the... more of a product for the larger labels, more of an expensive product that an individual artist would want. Those products tend to be, here's all the data, or here's a lot of data, and it's more expensive. Whereas ours is more, here's your data at a much lower entry price, and in a way where it makes a little bit more sense upon seeing the platform, what the data is that we're showing you. And we try to highlight the most important data and then build tools around it to be able to get notified about something, but then kind of answer the now what question.
Yes.
And so that was kind of something that we wanted to do from the outset with 1001 Trackless, is tap into our data, which we knew was valuable. And this platform has just totally evolved into a different business and now something that's applicable to any genre of music. And now we've got a bigger team than who I'd mentioned before. There's actually 8 of us that are spread across 1001 Trackless and Songstats. Nice. Where most people are more focused on one business, and I'm the person who is most evenly balanced across both. And so Nice. It's been a busy month, but it's a good time to be busy.
I can imagine. Must have been, there's a lot of data, I guess, to first organize.
Yeah.
And then building a company on the top of that is fun.
Yeah, it's been a good thing to do. A very, very awesome experience.
How many people are on 1001 Tracklist? Because you've got a lot of data and then you have a lot of entries. Who's doing all those?
You mean from the user level?
Yeah. Oh, is it all user level?
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So it's, and that's what I didn't realize when I first reached out, is it's just this incredible user community where there's a couple hundred like really core users. And even, yeah. And within the couple hundred, there's even a much smaller subset that is really active on the site every day, constantly paying attention to the track list for particular artists. And these kids are brilliant. I mean, they will be able to know that if an artist teases a track on Instagram 6 months ago and then starts playing that track out in a set, they'll be able to make that connection between the two and identify that accordingly in the track list. And so, you know, we've looked into using audio fingerprinting or more automated and technical ways of doing everything. But within dance music, the best thing that you can do is really just have this collective knowledge base from a community, because yeah. So much of what's being played is unreleased. And then you also have all the various released or unreleased edits of a track, mashups. And so when you have a community like ours who are able to add track lists, but then also go back and edit them once something becomes known or once someone else comes along who knows it, it's created the system of being able to be really comprehensive and accurate.
That's an amazing group of super fans, essentially.
Yeah, and that is what we call them, is the super fans. It's the people who are just the diehards that love contributing to kind of the dance music Wikipedia that we've built.
How do you incentivize them at all? Do you give them any more extra love or like?
Yeah, I mean, I have like personal relationships with most of them. There's a lot. Yeah, it's so I'm kind of the person who everyone comes to just kind of be, I guess, that face of the business when it comes to like helping, you know, supporting the users with that. There's a lot of editing that's reserved for only us that run the site, and to ensure that nothing, you know, can get changed that we don't want changed.
Yep.
And so I, especially right now, get a pretty enormous amount of messages from people who want me to fix things. So it's a lot to manage. And then at times I'm also the policeman. You'd be surprised how much people will fight over getting to upload a particular track list, especially for like an important set for Ultra or Tomorrowland. And I kind of need to step in and mediate from time to time.
Wow, people fighting to get their track list first.
Yeah, and so in terms of incentivizing them, you know, they get another credit, like a tally, I guess, next to their name. And so if people, you know, want to have as much as they can there. And we have plans in the future to expand upon what we're doing in terms of the user incentives on the site and just kind of making, like creating tools for them to tap into that a little bit more and interact with each other and also interact with artists. But for the time being, it's really just kind of the sense of contribution to the community, to a community that's bigger than any one person and bigger than us as a business. It goes beyond that.
It's proper gamified.
Yeah. And a lot of artists also pay attention to who the common track listers are, and they'll comment about a Bajano or a Zinderlong, which are a couple of like the main users of the site. That it's great to have them do that. We've introduced some users to artists. During ADE, we had like a user meetup, and just got to meet people face to face.
That's cool.
And yeah, we've given out some tickets, and there's a little bit more that we have planned down the road. We actually were in progress on sorting out how to get merch to these kids.
That's cool.
But that's on hold until I can get back to the States and get to the merch that's at my mom and dad's house.
Are you kind of trapped in a country then? Did you move to go to a country and then just sort of get stuck there?
I am currently trapped in Bali.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is it's not so bad.
Yeah.
we've got hot weather. I mean, it's quite locked down here, but not to the same extent as the States and Europe. Right now, there isn't so many cases, at least reported cases.
Yeah.
So that's been good, and we all live and work together from a couple villas here.
Oh, that's cool.
So we get to continue doing that and just kind of continue to spend time with each other, both working and outside of work.
I bet this time has been super productive then, like literally locked down in these two villas, just crazy.
I mean, we accelerated the SongStats launch by at least 2 or 3 weeks and have just been kind of all really firing on all cylinders. We actually had a ton of travel lined up for March and for this month. That all got canceled, and it was going to be fun travel. But what can you do except just work hard and build things?
Yeah, you've accelerated your platform, so hey. I heads up and down, it's all good. And then, so SongStats. So let's talk about that. Let's go deeper into this. So essentially you're pulling the data from that people are, the track data that people have been uploaded from 1001 and then displaying that in the dashboard. Now you said that comes as an app as well.
Yeah. So for SongStats, it's data that we're aggregating from 1001 track lists, but then Spotify, Apple Music, Beatport, TrackSource, iTunes, Shazam, and SoundCloud.
Oh wow! Okay. That's wow.
Yeah. So the idea is cross-platform analytics, and so if you want to get like for Spotify, for example, as detailed as possible, data that you could get, you would go to Spotify for Artists. But if you're looking for a snapshot of how you're performing across everywhere, and a pretty good one at that, then you would use our platform, especially also to be notified as soon as possible.
Yep.
The mobile app sends push notifications for tracks that are charting, for DJ support, and for important playlist ads. And so you can know as fast as possible by using our platform, and also get it delivered in the form of a push notification, and then kind of be able to interact with it on a mobile app.
That's really sick.
So it's a so it's a cool experience. And also then we, from there, have built tools like the ability to generate a custom artwork for any accomplishment. Mm-hmm. So if you were added to New Music Friday, you can get the push notification, click on it, go into the app, and then it'll take you right to the activity feed where you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you can click a share icon and it generates an artwork that shows your track artwork plus the artwork for New Music Friday. And then it says added to New Music Friday. And so from there, you can go to Instagram directly through the app, share that with your fans. If it's someone who supported you, you can thank them, which a lot of people like to do, and the supporters appreciate that. And so it creates opportunities to tap into the data a little bit more than just kind of, exploring what data is out there.
Okay, cool. And this is all from an artist level. So each artist would do it individually or as myself as a manager, can I manage multiple artists, or as myself as a label, can I see label data?
All three. So basically it's broken into artist subscriptions, label subscriptions, and a professional plan. And so the professional plan is access to every artist and label. And so if you manage enough artists, you might want to go that route.
Yep.
If, for example, you manage two artists, you might just want to subscribe to the two or encourage the artist to subscribe.
Yep.
And then there's an unlimited number of team members per subscription, no additional charge. We just want, we don't want to price gouge people. We want an account to be paid for once and then shared across everyone. So you can collectively take advantage of that.
That's cool.
So at the artist level, you can do that. And then labels, same thing. And the labels is pretty cool because other platforms that are out there are I mean, you can kind of see what's going on with an individual artist, but it's actually pretty difficult to pull together a label catalog based around all the data that's out there. And so we've kind of focused heavily on that and how to get a unique label ID and show all of that data in one place. And so we've got a lot of pretty happy label customers to be able to see everything on the platform right now.
That's cool. That's cool from a label point of view, because I know from my, I use the analytics for Spotify, but it'd be good to kind of see it across the other platforms for sure, all in one place.
Yeah, we'll have to get you in there for a free trial.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. What else from an artist point of view have we not touched on?
Within the platform itself?
Yeah. Let's give some more for the artists.
Yeah, so I think I mentioned the platforms that we're tracking. Right now, we are in progress integrating Deezer, and then Amazon Music is going to follow after that. Amazon Music is actually the single most requested feature right now. It's been great getting people, a lot more people than we had before, into the platform. Our launch has gone pretty well in terms of just exposing the platform as much as we can. Yep. And we're getting great feedback, positive feedback, and people are liking a lot. But there's additionally things that people want, which is exactly what we need, because we're building this product for artists and labels. And, we kind of, Oscar on our team is an artist himself, but we, kind of need a bunch of different perspectives to be able to know what is most important for kind of our customer base and mass to be able to build this product the way that it, people need it. So we've got Amazon Music coming after that.
That's cool.
We've got plans for radio airplay data, starting with probably 500 to 1,000 stations, and then we'll continue to grow that as everything scales up.
That's cool.
We've got plans to allow for custom branding on the Share Artworks. Right now, it's got our branding on it, which is great for marketing.
Yeah.
And then once we get what we need out of that, then we'll shift into allowing people to market themselves a little bit better.
That's cool.
From there, we've got, years worth of features planned, I would say. There's kind of limitless things that you can do to improve a platform like this. I don't want to go too far into that because there is some competition in this space.
Okay.
But we are very closely, monitoring everything that we have, and we're pretty aware of the opportunities that are out there, and we're very eager to listen to feedback about it, and we're excited to keep on building it and growing it.
Is it all live now?
Everything's live, yep.
Cool.
We've actually been building this platform for over 3 years. And so it's been a pretty challenging experience of building it, screwing it up entirely, rebuilding it from scratch, getting it kind of right, but not quite right. But right enough to get some initial customers in there and, excited about it for what it was. But we held off on marketing it until we really felt confident in the product. And we also completely re-architected it. It was called 1001 Track Stats, and it was composed purely of the tracks in the 1001 Tracklist track database. So the tracks that we had were only those which were getting DJ supported. And then there was a lot of manual track creation. And even then, right now a track could have 20 versions released on Spotify. You could release a track as a single, as an album, in compilations. You might release an extended mix, a radio edit. All of those are really the same track. And so what you would want from an end user perspective is seeing all of the data for that track across all the different versions in the same place. And so we spent months building a proprietary algorithm to feed all of those tracks in from Spotify, Apple, all the streaming and purchase platforms, and then merge tracks that should be merged, which enables us to have complete track catalogs for everything within dance and electronic, but also now we have a platform that's applicable to all genres of music, which is why we rebranded it from 1001 Track Stats to Song Stats, as song is a bit more applicable to other genres, whereas track tends to be something within dance. And generally,
yes, the multi-artist will have a song and the rest dance is tracks for sure.
Right. And generally 1001 Track Stats is maybe not the best name and a bit of a mouthful, but you can see why we did it, to attach the 1001 branding to it.
And then what's the plans for 1001 how's that getting upgrades?
There's a good bit in progress. We've been working on a redesign for quite some time. We're a little bit, we're facing a little bit of challenges right now in that our development team has kids, and so it's limiting the amount of time that can be spent on development.
Yeah.
But we've made a decent amount of progress with the redesign, and it's something that's going to come at some point. I'm just not going to give you a date for that.
especially when we're the ones that are parents like myself are homeschooling as well as trying to work.
Yep.
That's fun.
So we're working on that, and then we've got a lot of plans for just like user-facing features to make the platform better for the people that have accounts and are really using the platform on a day-to-day basis. The redesign will kind of hit the broader set of users, and also is really geared towards someone who arrives at our site for the first time and is totally overwhelmed with everything that's going on. We recognize the weaknesses of our ways.
That's usually me. I go in there and go, whoa, what am I looking at? Where am I going? What do I...
Yeah,
and then I start clicking around for a bit and I'm like, oh, okay, I understand now.
Yeah, so I'm trying to avoid the amount of times people do that. And it's something that we'll get there with. But then also for all the users that are very active on the site, you mentioned before, how do we incentivize them?
Mm.
And so it won't necessarily be incentives and like if you add more track lists you get this, more of trying to improve their experience for the people that are really interacting with the site on a, you know, on a frequent basis.
Yeah, one thing I always wondered is how I could be using it better as a label, because at the moment I'm not using it at all, and obviously my from a label point of view my tracks should be in there somewhere because I know that people are playing them. How I guess this is a bit of an open question, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. So basically the way the site works is that anyone who identifies 5 tracks automatically is credentialed to be able to add track lists,
right.
or anyone that reaches out to us or me and presents like a viable reason for wanting to contribute to the site, I just go ahead and credential them.
Yep.
And what I mean by viable reason is track lists can be added for any label that's already on the site or any qualifying artist. To qualify as an artist, you need to have 3 tracks in the database and support from 3 DJs or support from 10 DJs in total, just
right.
to kind of ensure that I, as a bedroom DJ, cannot have track lists that are going on the site to kind of clog everything up. We want to make sure that there's a little bit of a relevancy filter.
Yeah.
And so that's our approach to doing that. So anyone can go ahead and track list on the site, and we get a ton of artists and labels that take control of their track listing in order to get it on the site as soon as possible and also just ensure that it's 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. And what you find with people who have radio shows and track lists on the site is it creates this interesting two-way street, as we call it, where if you are putting exposure to your radio show or sets or whatever you're putting on the site, mm-hmm. people are going to want to have you playing their music. So it creates opportunities to collaborate with them or just be pitched music that you might otherwise not be pitched. And it
right.
just kind of gives you and those artists more exposure. Especially in the more EDM space and kind of the more commercial side of things, charting on the 1001 track lists, like top overall track chart, the trending chart is really important to people, especially with not so much going on in the way of purchases and downloads. Having, you know, DJs who are supporting your tracks is a really important metric of success these days. And so getting played as much as you can in the various radio shows and mixes is a really important thing for a lot of artists and labels.
Well, that's cool. So if I'm doing a regular radio show, then I guess it's imperative to then start putting my track list on there, because you're essentially opening yourself to a newer audience.
Yep, exactly. And we can get you set up to be able to do that. Takes a little bit of getting used to, as you might imagine, by looking at the site and your experiences with it. But once you get the hang of it, you'll know what to do.
Well, good.
The reason that it is that it takes getting used to is if we were just a site where you were uploading a text track list and nothing was clickable, that would be super easy.
Yeah.
But the system of mapping a track to all of the track lists that it's been in and ensuring accuracy there and preventing duplicates is a really complicated backend that we've been building for more than 10 years now. And a lot of the enhancements that we do to this platform are really kind of on improving the backend and the ability to intake more data and the ability to have as clean and accurate of a data set as we can.
Yeah, I imagine the duplicates thing must be an absolute ball ache. Like,
Yeah, we actually have things in a really good place at the moment, because duplicates happen, but the only people that can validate tracks and create the unique track page in the database are a handful of people. It's the people who work for the business and the most trusted users who 99% of the time are going to get it right. And then in the event that someone gets it wrong, I normally have a message waiting for me by the time I wake up.
How's that morning inbox? Like, it must be mad of track lists or tracks that need amending or changing.
It tends to be pretty frightening, especially because I live in Bali. So my workday is very different from everyone else's workday. I pretty much complete my workday, and then I take the evening off, and then I work almost every night. Kind of deal with the messages from Europe and the beginning of the messages from the States coming in. And then I stop working. And then I wake up to everyone else's workday being complete, people wanting things from me, and I dive in.
That was going to be my next question. What is your workday like? But then we've kind of gone through that. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a night owl. I kind of always have been. And I guess an interesting fact about me is that I mentioned earlier I had a day job and I reached out to 1001 Tracklist. I had that day job plus this plus Songstats up until September of this year.
Wow.
So over 4 years of juggling both. So now kind of really being free and getting to make my own hours, I kind of do it as I please. And I work too many hours as it is, so I don't ever feel bad about, you know, starting a day at 10, especially because most days I'm up working past midnight and sometimes quite a bit later than that. So yeah, I end up never really, I try to avoid working more than 8 hours in a stretch, largely because I end up working the night as well. So I work quite a bit, maybe like a 7-hour day. And then I try to exercise and kind of take a little bit of time off. And then I return to things at night.
That's great. The business is now in a place where it can, I guess, essentially afford for you to be on it all the time as well.
Yeah. And that's, you know, part of it was kind of waiting for that. I mean, we've actually never done a capital raise. We've just been hustling ourselves and building everything and growing it naturally, I guess. And so, yeah, we're at the point where we can support 8 of us. And
that's cool. Well done. That's amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
That's amazing. What, like rev model for 1001, is it an advertising thing and a...
Yeah, 1001 Tracklist is the revenue is primarily driven through ad revenue. And we do a bit of like holistic artist promotion packages that might consist of advertising on the site, plus kind of other opportunities to work with artists and promote them across platforms and across channels. We were working our way into the event space, which was, which was looking, you know, like a promising new opportunity for us, both for our own events and the top 101 producers brand, but also then as a media partner for various festivals or, you know, promoters to be able to tap into our capabilities. We have pretty strong social channels and we're generally a place that people look to within electronic music, especially on the more commercial side. So those were all setting themselves up for a nice year of growth, only to not have said nice year of growth. We are, however, you know, working. We had a virtual festival, and we've been working with artists on various live streams, and we're doing what we can to keep things going. And we're setting ourselves up for a lot of new exciting opportunities once things, you know, return to their better ways. But we'll see how everything goes there. And the reason that 1001 Trackstats and now Songstats was born was partially because the advertising model on 1001 Tracklist is driven through ad revenue. And we wanted to create a subscription service for artists and labels to kind of have this professional platform that was based on our data and then does something more. And so that's why we have Songstats, which has just evolved into it's a business of its own, but sister business of 1001 Tracklist. Yeah. So that's where we're at in terms of the business model there. There's other opportunities that we're exploring, but those are in the more development phase and we'll see how things go there. There will definitely be ways for us to diversify beyond ad revenue. And eventually we plan to offer a low cost subscription, like $1 or $2 per month, which will be ad free and maybe have some premium features baked in. Yeah. The site will exist exactly as it is today with ads, but this would just be an option for people that don't like ads. Mm-hmm. And also people that kind of just want to be able to more directly support us than by supporting us through looking at and clicking the ads.
Yeah, cool.
It actually really sucks having an advertising revenue based business right now, because the advertising industry is destroyed with what's happening.
Yes.
A lot of the ads that you see are from companies like travel companies and car companies, companies that don't want to spend any money on advertising right now. And as a publisher, we don't receive as much revenue when they don't spend money.
Tell me about it. As a publisher as well.
Yeah, so I feel you
your
know,
pain. I feel your pain right now.
You know all too well what this is like.
Yes.
But for anyone that's listening, this is what happens when you have an advertising based business.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm glad I've moved a lot of mine out of it. And yes, that's been a long grind as well. Wicked, this has been so exciting, and I can't wait to try Song Stats out for sure. I'm gonna download it in a bit and have a play for sure.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining me today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you for your time.
I can't wait to play on it. And artists, you should go and download it. Labels, you should go and download it. I'll give it a try. And it sounds amazing.
All right, awesome.
See you soon, man.
Yep, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have, please go, if you're listening to an Apple podcast, please go and give it a rating, give it a thumbs up, share it. It really helps the podcast grow on Apple Podcasts and goes up the chart, which means we can get bigger guests with bigger numbers, and which gives you more information and more tips. Thanks so much again for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next time. I've been Graham Farmer. Bye.